Holmberg, it's nice of you to offer, but I think we'll put that idea on the back burner for now. So, back to the case. Sonia.
According to Blomqvist, Zalachenko came here in 1976. As far as I can work out, there's only one person he could have gotten that information from.
Gunnar Bjork, said Anderson.
What has Bjork told us?
Holmberg asked.
Not much. He says it's all classified and that he can't discuss anything without permission from his superiors.
And who are his superiors?
He won't say.
So what's going to happen to him?
I arrested him for violation of the prostitution laws. We have excellent documentation in Dag Svensson's notes. Ekstrom was upset, but since I had already filed a report, he could get himself into trouble if he closes the preliminary investigation, Anderson said.
I see. Violation of the prostitution laws. That might result in a fine of 10 times his daily income.
Probably, but we have him in the system and can call him in again for questioning.
But now we're getting a little too involved in Sappho's business. That might cause a bit of turbulence.
The problem is that none of this could have happened if Sappho weren't involved somehow. It's possible that Zalachenko really was a Russian spy who defected and was granted political asylum. It's also possible that he worked for Sappho as an expert or source or whatever title you want to give him, and that there was good reason to offer him a false identity and anonymity. But there are three problems. First, the investigation carried out in 1991 that led to Lisbeth Salander's being locked away was illegal. Second, Zalachenko's activities since then have nothing whatsoever to do with national security. Zalachenko is an ordinary gangster who's probably mixed up in several murders and other criminal activities. And third, there is no doubt that Lisbeth Salander was shot and buried alive on his property in Gossaberger.
Speaking of which, I'd really like to read the infamous report, said Holmberg.
Oblansky's face clouded over.
Yecker, this is how it is. Ekstrom laid claim to it on Friday, and when I asked for it back, he said he'd make me a copy, which he never did. Instead, he called me and said that he had spoken with the prosecutor general and there was a problem. According to the PG, the top secret classification means that the report may not be disseminated or copied. The PG has called in all copies until the matter is investigated. Which meant that Sonia had to relinquish the copy she had, too. So we no longer have the report?
No.
Damn, said Holmberg. The whole thing stinks.
I know,
said Boblansky.
Worst of all, it means that someone is acting against us and acting very quickly and efficiently. The report was what finally put us on the right track.
So we have to work out who's acting against us,
said Holmberg. Just a moment, said Modig. We also have Peter Teleborian. He contributed to our investigation by profiling Lisbeth Salander.
Exactly,
said Boblansky in a darker tone of voice.
And what did he say?
He was very concerned about her safety and wished her well. But when the discussion was over, he said she was lethally dangerous and might well resist arrest. We based a lot of our thinking on what he told us.
And he got Hans Faster all worked up, said Holmberg. Have we heard anything from Faster, by the way?
He took some time off,
Boblansky replied curtly.
The question now is how we should proceed.
They spent the next 2 hours discussing their options. The only practical decision they made was that Modig should return to Göteborg the next day to see whether Salander had anything to say. When they finally broke up, Modig and Anderson walked together down to the garage.
I was thinking, Anderson stopped.
Yes?
It's just that when we talked to Teleborian, you were the only one in the group who offered any opposition when he answered our questions.
Yes?
Well, good instincts, he said.
Anderson was not known for handing out praise, and it was definitely the first time he had ever said anything positive or encouraging to Modig. He left her standing by her car in astonishment.